It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's stable of food and beverage authorities around town. This morning, James Norton is with us once again. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog, and he is also known as the Super Taster, the food superhero who boldly goes where no other food critic dares to go, the other side of the culinary tracks, so to speak. And reports back. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
All right, so this one I don't quite know what to make of, except that it's called Sex Cereal.
Okay, is it real? That's what I want to know.
It is real.
Okay.
And it's called Sex Cereal, all caps, one word. And it's the sexy cereal that helps fuel your fire. That's their slogan. They're not any more specific because I'm sure it'll get them in legal entanglements, but they'll say it's going to fuel your fire. It comes from Canada, the land of sexy fire fueling, I guess. I don't know. So you have to import the stuff.
Okay.
And I paid about $30 for two packages of this stuff.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
With postage, which was about 12.
Uh-huh.
So
wow.
$30.
That's because it was in grams instead of ounces. You got screwed up somehow.
300 grams per package, packets, a male cereal and a female cereal.
So there's a different formula.
That's the important thing. It's the world's only gender-based breakfast cereal. Is what they claim.
Okay. So the claims apparently here is that it somehow increases your libido. Is that what's...
Well, it fuels your fire. That's all. It could be the fire of day-to-day maintenance and healthiness. They're not real specific. There are sort of 1950s style pinup images on the packages. A male image on the male cereal, a female image on the female cereal. Certainly the implication is there's a libido-related component to it.
Well, what are the ingredients?
Well, the ingredients, it's pretty funny. Now, they differ a little bit. The female variety has stuff like ginger and cranberries. The male variety has bee pollen and an Amazonian fruit called camu camu. Yeah, you gotta have that camu camu first thing in the morning.
That's what does it.
Yeah, that's the magic bullet. But by and large, it's like rolled oats, coconut sugar, seeds, and fruits. You might be thinking, well, that sounds an awful lot like muesli, and you'd be right. It's an awful lot like muesli. It's a lot like paying $30 for two small packages of muesli with sexy images on it flown in from Canada.
Okay, so now, did you try both the kind intended for males and females, or did you...
I probably broke some unwritten rule somewhere by doing that.
The female might have canceled out the male.
Okay. It may have, because I didn't notice much of anything, but I was also sort of sleep-deprived after the recent birth of my son, so it was maybe not the best conditions for libido-related cereal experimentation. what I can say is it tastes like muesli, and it's fine. But it's also, I think, for me, it's an example of marketing kind of triumphing over common sense, because this stuff was on Letterman, it was on Good Morning America, it was in Time Magazine, all over the place, and sold so fast that my cereal was delayed by a month while they kind of like got more of it together and put the Made in Canada stickers on every bag, and I kept getting emails explaining why my sex cereal hadn't arrived. And then finally the magical day came, you know, Christmas morning, sex cereal, it's muesli.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, they'll work out the kinks in their marketing distribution. We'll just be able to drive down to Sex World and get sex cereal.
I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't already stocked up. I'm sure it's not going to be the most affordable way to start your day, but... You know, from an emotional mental perspective, it's worth the extra money.
But really, is this a serious thing or is this a novelty?
I would say novelty.
Okay.
Yes, very much novelty.
Thank you. I think that's the bottom line.
Yes, that's the bottom
line. Sex cereal. Thank you very much. We've got links, and you can head over to thecurrent.org and see all those pin-up kind of images there and read about sex cereal. James Norton, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you so much.
James Norton is the Super Taster. You can catch his daily podcast at chow.com or at the Super Taster homepage. He also writes for heavytable.com, a Twin Cities-based online magazine. James, by the way, will also be joining us at our live morning show broadcast, which is coming up at the Longfellow Grill on June 7th. It's 89.3 The Current.